Hey, you're watching I Allegedly, and I'm Dan. Welcome back. I've got a good one for you today because this is the warning of all warnings, the red alert to protect yourself. So please take a second, hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. You know, a few weeks back I spoke about a very serious warning from Google about a scam that was being perpetrated that your account could be hacked. Well, it's getting much worse right now, and there's much more information about that and about everything else, and I want to cover that with you. I'm in Naples, in the canals. I'm going to show you guys what an $11 million house looks like. That one's for sale, 5,600 square feet, got a 5 bathrooms, pool, but this is your backyard, so it's nice. So if you got 11 million bucks, step up, get that bad boy. Now, first things first, guys, this scam from Google was very sophisticated. And what they would do is they would send out an email that you are part of a court case and that you need to understand that the party on the other end is subpoenaing your documents. Now, for people that are lawyers and people in the legal community, they said, wait, they don't do that. They don't do it via email. They do it, you know, and they don't call you, so there's no phone calls like they were doing. They sure don't text you. But the problem with this is that so many people have fallen for this, and once you start clicking on it, and even one of the developers from Ethereum, his name is Nick Johnson, he fell for it. And he said it looked so sophisticated. Review the documents. You had drop-down menus. But it was something that if somebody fell for this, they could basically give everything up that's on their phone, which is the worst part about this, which is what nobody wants to do. Now, this goes to another problem. Now, the problem is very serious, and here it is. There have been over 200 cyber attacks in 1 year's time, from April of last year to April of this year, 2025. There's been over 200 cyber attacks. There have been 19 million email passwords that have been exposed. And the problem with this is that of these passwords that have been exposed, you have common problems where people don't have two-factor authentication, which you should have on everything, guys. The Gmail accounts, your email accounts, every possible scenario, you need to have that. And listen to these stats because it's just disturbing. There are, think about this, 4% of the 727 million passwords, 400, you know, that means, excuse me, there are 16 billion passwords out there. Of that, 4% of them, 727 million, have the sequence 1234, 1234 in their passwords. While expanding that sequence to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, there's 338 million people that have that in their password for email, bank accounts, things like that. How stupid is that, guys? I just don't want to remember anything, Dan. Okay. How come my bank account doesn't have any money? Exactly. Okay. Now, when you hear this, research firm also found from Cybersecurity News, okay, found that 56 million passwords use the word password in it. Okay, are you guilty of that one? 53 million use the term admin, A-D-M-I-N. That's in the password. Isn't that great? That's going to trick them. Okay, since at least 2011, password and 123456 are the number one passwords that people use. How stupid. I mean, it's just, guys, I'm telling you. You know, the criminals are looking for us right now. They're actively out there trying to break into our devices. They're trying to steal your bank account. They're trying to get access to everything that you have, and you're just giving it to them. So, I mean, the default password problem is if sometimes people will buy a device and it'll come with a password, I'll just keep
thanks
it.
For because a great website.
Oh, thanks, brother.
Have lunch.
Thank you. So, I just gave me 50 bucks. Look at that. Thanks for the great website. Okay. Well, thanks, brother. So, okay. I get gifts and stuff. No one's ever given me $50 walking down the street. So that's nice. Okay? Okay, next one, guys. Researchers have also found compromised passwords with the names, people's names. You know what the number one name is? Anna, A-N-A, Anna, okay? Now, the most popular password name used, oh, by the way, that's the most popular password name used 178 million times. Many users choose their name as part of their password because it's easy to remember. Guys, do you understand how stupid this is? And this is Google telling you that this is a red alert and that you have to change it. So this is this right here is a video I really want you to share with people because you have to have unique passwords. Now, here's the one thing. I take my own advice. I go out and I sit down and I have meetings and, you know, I'm starting a new social media company that's about to be announced. And we have all the security that has to be done with this. But we also have the precautions that if I got hit by a bus today on the way home, there's people that could sit there and log into things and protect things and have access to accounts and things like that. Who has that in your life? Who has that in your life? So protect yourself with estate planning, with just knowing where your bank account is at. I'm telling you guys, don't sit there and brag about, oh, my daughter shared this with me. Keep it to yourself. Have somebody that you can trust. Have somebody that's preferably not involved with your estate that can have access to that. And have confidants that know this stuff. Now, one thing that I have for like my all my bank accounts and for passwords and different things that require information like this is that I have a file set up. And I have people in my life that have that file and it's sealed. And what we do is, you know, it's funny. I'm meeting one person next week and we're exchanging the envelope. So if something would happen to me, they would know where to go and where to open it. Now, I've never had anybody open the thing. Never had a need to, because I'm still here. But if something happened and I was incapacitated, they're protected. Who has that? Have that with you guys. I'm telling you, does your wife know how to get into your email account? I don't want her to get into my email account, Dan. Somebody needs to have access to that. Your banking information, what your wishes are. Okay? You should have, you guys get, they got the gondola going out right now. Isn't that cool? Nice romantic in the canals. You have to protect yourself, guys. You have to protect yourself. So, you know, not everybody's walking around giving you $50 like that guy just did. So, anyways, the other thing is, it's pretty obvious, you know, many users, you know, choose, it's over 100 million popular names. Think about this. Think about this stat because this will really stick in your head. There are only 6% of all the 19 million passwords that were just exposed, 6% are unique. That's nothing, guys. I'm thinking, oh man, I got some really good ones. Nope. Nope, nope, nope. This made me think of how it needs to be corrected. Now, if you want things that help you, and I'll give you one that Lisa used to use, and whenever she would spell a name, she would have number signs for like the O. Like if she, let's say she used Rosie as in her password, it would be R0SIE. That's something you need to have, guys. I'm telling you. But this thing from Google, this is really, really worrisome, because whenever they do things like this, hey, this is a red alert. I think that there's something that's been done that they know is coming out and they're going to share it with us. You know, you know, 8% chance. You know, you have an 8% chance that people are going to use their own name in their passwords. That's idiotic, guys. Don't do that. Don't do that. You know, even curse words. How about this one? The F word. The F word is used 16 million times. Oh, you're unique. Fun. Fire truck. No, the other one. So, isn't that crazy? And the word ass in a password is used 165 million times. Wow, you tricked us. Ass. Okay? You know, cultural terms, positive, negative. Oh, you're so unique. Yeah, discovered. You know what I mean? People know about that. Isn't that crazy? So, here's the thing, guys. Great list of what you can do to protect yourself. You know, use password managers to create things. Have a password manager on your phone if you don't remember everything. Have a code for what something means. Like, you know, if you're going to have a term, have something that you would understand. Like, if your word is, you know, fitness, 1, 2, 3, okay? Maybe you would say yoga, you know, count up, or something like that to let you know if you want to remind yourself, if you want to be cryptic. But have a place, protect it. We are all getting older. We are all getting older. There was a man who was such a great guy, Dick, that owned a Porsche dealership in Huntington Beach. And it was a repair shop, and he sold cars out of there. Just a really nice man. And he liked the Oakland A's, which I never held against him. But I kept trying to get him to go to a game. And we just the timing wasn't right. And I went by his facility a week and a half ago. Place was out of business. Done. And today I found out that he got dementia, and within a 3-month period was incapacitated, couldn't remember things, and had to sell his business. What would happen if 3 months from now you were done? The end of summer, you weren't there. Think about that. Now, nobody wants to think about that. Dan, that wouldn't happen to me. Dick said, maybe he was bad for years. Maybe he was. My point is that who would protect you with this stuff? Who would protect you? I'm protected. I'm a worried wart. You know what I mean? That's all I do is get people ready for nonsense and shenanigans. You have to do this, guys. And again, Google, of all places, telling you that this is a red alert and that these passwords are being exposed. These people are buying them in the black market. Remember all these great things. Never reuse passwords. Make sure the password is at least 12 characters. You know, so many people have 8-character passwords. There are hundreds of millions of passwords that are six. Hey, buddy, how are you? How are you? Yeah, you look like you're fun. It'd be fun to take on a walk. So think about this. And again, no one's saying you're stupid. A lot of smart people that watch all this stuff. Just protect yourself. Just protect yourself. What would you do if your ATM card was compromised and you had no money on a Friday night? Oh, now you're buzzkill, Dan. What if somebody compromised your business email system and had all your secrets? Okay. Anna 123, you know, multiple two-factor, at least two-factor authentication in all these things. Review access control regularly and share them with responsible parties. You know, have it protected. Again, nobody knows what my passwords are. I don't think I'm like some idiot that's got this. If I ever met with somebody and they said, oh, I just can't find that form, they would be done, okay? And that would be the end of them in my life. So protect yourself, guys. This is too serious not to do this. So, you know, watch for credential leaks in your network and places like that. This is really mission critical that you do this. So let me know what you think about this. Have you ever been compromised? There are, you know, there's a site, Have I Been Pwned? And I'll leave the link below. But this, you can ask it with an email address if they have your password or not. And by asking that, it'll let you know if your email is on the black market or not. The dark web. The bad guys. Okay? There's more to cover on this. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. You know what, guys? Buying gold is very easy when you deal with the best company. Number one rated Patriot Gold Group has been number one rated for 9 years in a row with Consumer Affairs. They've had over 10,000 transactions and over $1 billion in transactions. Contact them today, 888 330-1431. Look at what billionaires are doing, look at what countries are doing, and look at what central banks are doing. They are all protecting themselves by getting themselves involved with precious metals. The best place to do that is number one rated Patriot Gold Group. Call them today. Have them answer all your questions. Do it now before it's too late. But guys, you cannot argue with success. Look at a company that can set up an IRA, 401k, backed by precious metals. Plus, they have the No Fee for Life IRA. Contact them today, 888-330-1431. Let them know that Dan from I Allegedly sent you. I want to remind everybody also that we have a private channel called I Allegedly Live, and it's uncensored content. I love doing it. Sometimes we drop 3 videos a day over there. So check it out at iallegedly.tv to sign up for that, iallegedly.tv. Now, first things first, guys, I want you to understand this. You know, your favorite YouTuber, including me, whether you like me or not, is not offering anything crypto-related for you to buy. Don't fall for that. Hey, I've got a private message. Hey, sign up here. Bob Kudla had this happen to him where people would go into his chat room, they would sign up for his service, and then go sell people and say, hey, it's time to buy crypto. Come buy crypto through this link. And it had nothing to do with Bob Kudla. And of course, they kick the guy out and do things like that. But then people sit there and go, hey, I signed up for this. And I sent this guy money, and I never got the, you know, Bitcoin at 25% off. You know, things like that, that they do. Don't fall for this. If you see anything like that with me or any of your other favorite YouTubers, you've got to report. Just report it. Report this. I think it's a scam. I think it's a scam. And YouTube will take care of that right away. But do it for me and for everybody else that you see. And a lot of the financial guys have that. Now, the next thing is phishing, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. This has gone up 224%. The last time that we saw an increase like this was during COVID. Everybody's at home, and people were just glued to their phones. So with that, the scammers were just gleefully taking your money every chance that they could. Do not click on this stuff. Do not pay bills via this. Hey, you're late on your credit card. Call your credit card company. Don't just click on it and make the payment over the phone, because they do that. Because if they've compromised you or your credit report or anything like that, then you can go out and you know that you can stop it and do that. Stop it, guys. Don't click on this stuff. Call the bank. Call the bank. You know, the bank is there to help. You know, same thing, IRS scams. Right now people say, oh, pay your IRS. Pay your taxes. Click on this number. Oh, send us a gift card. IRS doesn't get paid by gift cards, guys. Remember that. So the latest thing, which is very bold, and this started in Singapore, which is they do a video conference call like it's from your bank. So it says, you know, Bank of America, Citibank, Chase Bank. And it's a, if you have an iPhone, it's a video call. And people sit there and go, oh my God, what is the bank FaceTiming me for? Well, it's not them. You know, they use software that puts their name in and they call from a number and they can paste the number up to make it look like it's customer service. And they're talking about how you've been, listen, you're in danger. Your account's been compromised. We need to talk to you about this in some emergency. Okay? We need to go through some of your past transactions. If you've done any retail transactions, and then people stupidly volunteer that, volunteer nothing. Just like getting pulled over by the cops. Don't answer any questions, guys. Okay? I worked for a lawyer. Nothing. Pardon me? What do you need? Here's my driver's license and registration. You know, there's a great new law here in California where they have to tell you why they pulled you over immediately. Take that advice and keep your mouth shut. Don't click on things. Don't volunteer anything. I was just going 5 miles an hour with the speed limit. Thank you. Okay, here's your ticket. Okay? And your $300 fine. The stuff is happening. It's getting worse. Protect yourself by keeping quiet. Protect yourself by letting somebody know how to get to your passwords. If you think you are slipping in any way, shape, or form, make sure you cover yourself. It's not an embarrassment. We're all getting older. Nobody's getting any younger. Protect yourself today. Reach out with any questions, hello@iallegedly.com. Email me, hello@iallegedly.com. And onward and upward, guys. I will see you very soon. If I'm not repeating myself, maybe I'm losing it, guys. I just didn't want to walk into those old people. I love coming out here. It's beautiful. Have a great day, guys. I'll see you soon. Share this with everybody, guys. Thanks.